Tomorrow all the things were gone. I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. And we have on the phone with us today Mike Anderson. He is the administrator at the Veterans Home, the Minnesota Veterans Home in Hastings. And I'm anxious to hear what is going on at that beautiful facility and campus. Thank you for joining us today, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well, Mo. Thanks for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Well, we're thrilled. We really feel that it's a big honor in Hastings to have the Veterans Home. How many of them are there in the state of Minnesota?
The exact number of veterans in the state of Minnesota, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we are fortunate to have 5 veterans homes throughout the state. Here in Hastings, also up in Minneapolis, Silver Bay, Fergus Falls, and out in Laverne in southwestern Minnesota as well. And for the domiciliary program, we proudly serve 160 veterans both at the Hastings campus and at the Minneapolis campus as well. There's along with the skilled nursing, a small domiciliary there as well.
So tell us a little bit more about what your position is.
As the administrator, I do everything I can to make sure that we're providing the highest quality of care and life for those veterans that we are lucky enough to serve, making sure that we have the best medical care, recreation, food, work therapy program, to put together to provide the best life that we can. In the DOMS program, our program direction is we are a supportive environment that fosters a stable, healthy, and meaningful life for veterans. So in all that I'm doing is trying to make sure we can fulfill that program direction to meet the needs of those that we serve.
And so do you have people that are there for just a limited amount of time, or do you have people also that this is their home until the end of time?
Yeah, and through what we do, we have, we're one program, 2 sites, 3 paths. So one domiciliary program, I'll use DOMS for short because that can get to be a little bit of a mouthful, but then we have the site here in Hastings in Minneapolis, and the 3 paths of care, where for our fire path, we're working with veterans to get the skills, tools, and resources that they need to move back out and live independently in the community. On the water path, where we work with them on stabilizing the mental and chemical health needs and mental wellness that we need to focus on for them. And our earth path is all about the veterans who choose to make this their home for as long as they can, and really trying to provide as much meaning and enjoyment in their day-to-day as they're choosing.
And so who decides what path they're on?
It's really the veteran's choice of, you know, what they're looking to get out of, whether it is this day, this year, or the next 5 years, depending on what their needs are, what their goals are, and what their dreams are. And we want to try to help, you know, pair the right staff with them so we can accomplish those goals together. They're the ones who really have the great ideas and know what they want, and our job is to support them in achieving those different items.
So when you say that you work in tangent with other DOMs, what does that actually mean, please?
Yeah, and it's just that I'm the administrator for both the Hastings campus and the Minneapolis DOM. So we work, it's one program of trying to achieve that. We're fortunate to have 2 in the metro area here where we can kind of also help line the veteran up with the best location. There's wonderful things about Hastings and the beautiful campus and outdoor area. And then there also are the veterans who like a little bit more of the hustle and bustle being right by the light rail there.
So you mentioned the beautiful campus. It's on 17th Street. Explain the many, many buildings that are there and what they're all used for.
Yeah, we have, boy, our main building that we have, the administrative area that is right down by Daniel's Cafe and coffee shop that the veterans run that coffee shop in the morning. And morning and afternoon. They have bagels. They've added a few different services to that, and you know, multiple different choices of coffee, and a cashier window and the entryway kind of right there. Building 23 is our main residential campus where the veterans live, and also have some of our craft rooms, the dining room, kitchen, fitness center, and a canteen where the veterans can, through different hours through the day, get ice cream, soda, water, hopefully get a few healthy snacks in there every now and then as well. We have a great also building, Building 20, where we have our rec room and pinball machines that was funded through some great veteran service organizations that we're so thankful for, a wood shop where we make flag cases and display units for people out of wood, and also some other small contracted items. So the veterans who work in that self-sustaining wood shop really have a tremendous quality of work that they do to produce those items.
And I will tell you, that is open to the public to purchase the woodworking, and we have purchased as a family many of your triangle-shaped flag holders, and they're beautiful. How does that work if somebody wants to perhaps buy one?
Yeah, and thank you very much for buying some as well. The veterans who work in there just do an outstanding job. But going to our website, MDVA, Minnesota Veterans Home in Hastings, kind of Google search, and that will bring you right to the website. And we have a tab on there for the wood shop. Or calling our main line, 651-539-2400. We'll get you connected to the wood shop and explore some of the different things that they have to offer.
Do the gentlemen that produce your woodworking, do they have experience? Because they sure do good work.
Yeah, they come from, you know, they have different experiences through different vocations and jobs that they've had in the past. And then just also, you know, a lot of time working and perfecting their craft in the wood shop, that they just really got it down and they know how to make everything so nice and just, you know, so proud of the work that they have and that they put out, because it is really top notch.
It totally is. So besides the flag holders, what else do they produce?
Different display cases for medals to go in, and they work on drum circles and other custom projects that come in. But the main thing is those flag cases and display boxes.
Mike, when you mentioned Daniel's Coffee Shop, is that a place that's open to the public?
At this time, it's not. Due to COVID, we have visitor restrictions that are in place. But the veterans who live here sure have been keeping it busy over the last years. But they've been working to keep this a safe environment over these last, 12, 13 months.
So as far as the number of residents at your facility, what is the split between male and female veterans?
We have a small percentage, under 5%, who are female, and the rest are male. But, you know, they really do a good job of making this inclusive environment. I think it's something that makes me very proud of, is the veterans who live here are just such terrific people that I enjoy being around, and they bring so much to making everyone feel welcome that it's just a really cool group that I feel fortunate that I get to work with every day.
So how many residents currently are there just in Hastings?
Just in Hastings, we have 122 today.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. And what is the average age, would you say?
Right around that 60, but we do have veterans in the program that range from age 40 to 95, I believe, right now. So diverse age range from everyone, but it's a, you know, and everyone brings different pieces to the table that make it all work.
So that's a lot of wars and conflicts. What does it all encompass?
We don't have any World War II veterans in our program at this time, but all the different conflicts that have happened since then, all through different experiences that they've had, and, you know, just the gratitude that we have for their service, you know, above self and to country, that, you know, really brings the joy to this place that, you know, I feel so thankful to have a great team that we can work with to help give these veterans what they deserve after they've done so much for us, you know, no matter what conflict or time or era that they served in.
So as far as the length of stay, I know that that is variable, but what is the average length, do you think, that people stay at the Hastings Veterans Home?
It's over 5 years. You know, some people come in and decide that they want to, you know, go back to the community in a different setting, and it can be a short-term thing. And we have other veterans who've been here for over 20 years that have chosen to make this their home. So, you know, in that five-year range is kind of, a good number to use, but it really depends on what that specific veteran's looking for, where we can do everything we can to meet their needs while they're here.
How has COVID impacted you?
Well, just like everyone, it has had a very, very big impact just from the number of outside service groups, veteran service groups that used to come in and be in the home. You know, the continued changes of the masks, COVID testing, the recreation therapy outings that we would used to have, changes to our off-campus work therapy program, and, you know, other internal infection prevention measures that we've taken for spreading things out, creating an additional dining room that the veterans named the Bunker Cafe, but, you know, kind of creates more of that physical distancing to be available. You know, we've been very successful throughout this, and very fortunate that we've been able to offer and give out vaccines to all of the veterans who needed those, and we had a very good turnout for that. So we've had 3 vaccine clinics for those veterans who live here. And, you know, it is kind of a weight lifted off of all of our shoulders that, you know, we feel protected and good. But, you know, really the biggest thing that I have to say is, you know, we had over 200 different documented changes or communications that we went through in 2020. And the veterans' commitment to doing the right thing, being as safe as they can, wearing the masks, using the hand hygiene appropriately, and doing the physical distancing and really doing the right things is the difference that made us so successful. And I've told them and brag about it to anyone who wants to listen that, you know, for being a congregate care living community, that we've had just such amazing results because of the dedication that these veterans have had to keep themselves safe and the other people who live here safe. And I'm just so proud of everything that happened with that. Mm. It was a really cool deal.
That's awesome, Mike. You mentioned the work therapy program. Can you tell our listeners about that, please?
Yeah, we have a work therapy program that, you know, for it's both internal and external. And we employ 100% of the veterans who want to be employed that live here at this time anyway. Some of the veterans, though, have said that they've retired and they don't want to work right now, and that's great as well. But they run our switchboard, and so they're at the front desk answering the phones, working in the dish room. They work in the wood shop, canteen, Daniels. They help out with different housekeeping items. They work on the grounds. We also partner with Fort Snelling, the National Cemetery, to do some groundskeeping up there, and giving some meaningful work to those veterans who want to, you know, stay busy, stay occupied, have that consistent and regular schedule, and, you know, finding that reason to make sure you get up and go do the best job that you can when you're up on that day. And so it's a really cool program that we have with that. And we also do have, you know, and we look to restart it here again in the near future, a handful of veterans who work out in the community at some of our great local partners with YMCA and the Salvation Army, Walmart, and some different areas that the RAT, Ranch Alpaca, you know, so we work with some great people in the community where they go out and work and get that job experience that they would need. And I think it's very beneficial to everyone. They get to make a little extra money and stay busy and find that meaning, and it's something that is a pretty cool deal for them.
Oh, I agree with you completely. So what is a typical day for a resident like?
Typical day for one of the veterans here is, you know, they get up according to their own schedule.
No revelry?
No, we don't have that in the morning. I think that might be a little too much for some of the, some mornings. But, you know, I mean, everyone has their own consistent schedule. Some people want to be up at 4 in the morning and get the day started right away, while, you know, others would like to probably sleep in until 9 o'clock, and they do that.
Great.
It would depend on their work schedule, their medical needs, if they have any appointments that day, lab, going down to nursing to get the different components going. And then, you know, different three meals a day, the rec activities, different outings that we're doing, participating in their care and making those decisions. And some days they can have very full days if they have to run up to the VA or not. And other days they have a little bit more time to kick back and relax and fill their time for whatever is meaningful to them. So depending on each person has their own schedule in their own day, and that's probably one of the best pieces about it.
Mike, I would assume that you have things that you want the public to know about the Hastings Veterans Home. What are they, please?
You know, the biggest piece that I'd like everyone to always know is that this is a really great place for the DOMS program. We're, you know, very thankful to be a part of the communities in both Hastings and Minneapolis. And if anybody's interested in connecting with the Veterans Home, being able to work with, get to know this group of veterans, so wonderful. And it's something that I enjoy doing and knowing them, and something that I'm so proud to be here in my capacity. And I know that the team that does an excellent job, that just proved it again through this COVID year of unprecedented challenges, that it's a great group of veterans, and it's a really great place to be involved with. So, you know, I think it's just a really wonderful thing. And if there are any veterans who are interested in exploring different options with the Veterans Home, you can give us a call and we can provide any information, whether it's connecting with the DOMS program here or providing any information about about MDVA or the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and connect you with the right people. Our number is 651-539-2400.
Fabulous information, Mike. Thank you so much. Mike Anderson, he is the administrator of the Minnesota Veterans Home in Hastings, and we're so thrilled that you called in today to tell us what's going on there. We really, really appreciate it. Be sure you greet everybody. We're a big fan of the Veterans Home in Hastings. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.